Shalom Aleichem, one and all, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas, Yaakov Pekudai, Parshas Achaydesh, and as we prepare for the month of Nisan, which begins on Matzoy Shabbos. Parshas Vayakel has a very fascinating Yalkut Shemayni with which it begins. The Yalkut says the following. It says that this parasha begins with Vayakel. And there is no other parasha in the Torah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered Klal Yisrael to teach them a mitzvah with the expression of Vayakel. Now certainly Moshe Rabbeinu always gathered Klal Yisrael and taught them Kol HaTorah Kula. He taught them, as the Gemara says in Erevin, I think, on Nun Dalet, that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all the people and taught them. But here it says Vayakel, and then he teaches them the halachis of Shabbos. Yalkut Shemayni says, why is this so? Why does the Torah express the Vayakel, the gathering of the people? It says to teach us l'dayres for generations, sheyu makilim kihilois luma hilcha Shabbos. That's very important for Klal Yisrael to always come together and learn hilcha Shabbos, to learn together, because hilcha Shabbos is a intricate set of halachas, involved many pratim, and therefore it's really the job of the tzibur, of the rav and the tzibur that he's teaching, to constantly be reviewing hilcha Shabbos. The Torah in the Aruch Chaim Simreish Tzadik brings the following, and as you know, it's halacha sefer. It doesn't usually bring a gandita. So the Torah complained that when Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael, Yichnesu la'aretz yasukim bekarka, they'll go into Eretz Yisrael, they'll be busy with their agriculture, with growing their crops, and they won't be learning. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, I have the day of Shabbos. They won't be busy with the crops. Shabbos, they'll be busy learning. Shabbos is associated with people coming together to learn. There's an incredible Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos. It says that at one point of time, the Rabbanan Asad learning Ksuvim on Shabbos afternoon. That means to learn Daniel and Ezra and Nehemiah and Devar Hayamim, to learn Ksuvim. They Asad. Why? Because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Learning Ksuvim is not learning? No. Because Shabbos, Rashi says, that it's going to be a bittul of learning in Yonei Halacha. Shabbos is a day when people are supposed to get together and learn halachas. Learning halacha is more important than learning ksuvim. Many people do this ad hayayim. They're makvid not to learn ksuvim on Shabbos afternoon. Now that's why the haftaris are always neviim, not ksuvim, because there was originally such a takara. My point is not to learn ksuvim. My point is, the Chazal expected Shabbos afternoon to be a time that people come together and learn, especially learn halacha. Reinu Bachya in Shemais, Perichov Pasiches says, on the Pasik in Tehillim Kuf Yates, Ma'ahavti Tayrasecha Kol Hayoim Hisichasi, that it says, Kol Hayoim, with a Hei Ayadiyah. Tayra Kol Hayoim, which day is it? The whole day Hisichasi? Hayoim is Yom HaShabbos. My point is that Shabbos is supposed to be a day that's kavua for learning, and specifically for learning halacha together. That may be why it says regarding Shavuos, Kuli Alma, everyone agrees that the Torah was given, Matan Torah was given on Shabbos. And Machlaik is which day of Sivan. But Kuli Alma is Maida that was given on Shabbos. Anyway, the point is, Shabbos afternoon is supposed to be a day of coming to Beis Medrash and learning. Too much of Shabbos afternoon is spent draying around the house, napping, reading the newspaper, reading a nash. Terrible. That's not what Shabbos is made for. This coming, let's say Shabbos, we will switch to daylight savings time. Everyone's going to gain an hour. That hour must be used for more Limud HaTorah. Pretend that the clock was not changed. The time was not changed. Shabbos afternoon must be used for Limud HaTorah. That's what it's made for. this insane draying around in circles is awful, terrible. It does not go for shalom bayis. It's not good for your diet, and it's certainly not good for your neshama. And so we learn from Parshas Vayakel that there needs to be a commitment of kihilos barabim, of Klal Yisrael coming together to learn Shabbos afternoon, and specifically to learn Hilchos Shabbos. With Pesach coming upon us, Pesach is the Yontif of Chinuch. I want to share with you an incredible chiddush that I saw. The Rabbi Yashiv says in his Ha'aris to Masechtas Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Gimel. Rabbi Yashiv has a shaila. Now listen to the shaila. A person has a choice. He can either blow shofar for a child, one of his children who didn't make it to shul, or for an adult who's not well, he's infirm, he's at home. He couldn't come to shul. Is it better to blow shofar for a child, a zikia lechinuch, or for an adult? Somebody has an esrig, and he can give it either to his young child, to Bnei HaKata, or to his friend, an adult who doesn't have an esrig. I would think, well, either someone is mechuyah b'mitzvah, an adult, or a child, chinuch. I would think it's a no-brainer that you should give it to an adult. Rabbi Yashiv says a chiddush. He says that being mechanech your children is a chiyuv al karkafta didei. It's a personal obligation that you have to be mechanech your child. There's a mitzvah of arvus. Kol Yisrael arevim zuluzu. You have to make sure all Jews could do mitzvahs. It's not a personal mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael. Says Rabbi Yashiv, I'll give you a mashal. Let's say you owe someone money, and you're also a guarantor on your friend's loan who owes money. And you have enough for one of the two payments. What do you pay? The money you owe? Or we are a guarantor for your friend. Obviously, you should pay what you borrowed first. Zot Rabbi Yashiv, chinuch is your obligation. You have arvus, your guarantor, on the rest of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, your obligation to mechanech your child takes precedence to enabling another yid to do a mitzvah. What a gigantic chiddush. Rabbi Yashiv's son-in-law, Chashukei Chemer, also in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, this is page Tov Ayin Zayin, yes, the Kasha. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Reish and Chesiv Vav, that a person should not give his esrig, his lulav and esrig, to a katan. Once he gives it to him, the child can't give it back. Because as we know, a child could accept, acquire things, could be kaina, and not makna. So therefore, it says, on the first day of Sukkot, where you need lochem, don't give your esrik to a child until you yourself were yaitza. And the Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaskel Kaidem, he says, even after the father was already yaitza, he was yaitza with his dalanina, it's not kedai to give it to a katan, because maybe another adult will come and need to do the mitzvah. And once you give it to a child, no other adult could do it. Seems from there that even a suffix obligation to an adult takes precedence over chinuch to a child. And that's a difficulty with Rebbe Yashiv's psak. So he says, to answer this question, Rav Zilberstein says, well, maybe it's in Tuf Reish Nun Ches, it's talking about a cotton. It doesn't say benoy. It's talking about a child. But your child is an obligation on you. So there, it may well be that it takes precedence. It's not mashra that way from the Bir Halacha. You should have said so. Tzarechian, but my point is, the Etzem Psak, an incredible Psak of Rebbe Yashiv, regarding chinuch. On a side topic, I'd like to share with you what I shared with the Olam last week, that I had lost my smell, my sense of smell, over the corona episode. Baruch Hashem, Hashem was very kind to me. I was not ill. I never knew that I had corona, but I did lose my sense of smell many months ago, probably 8 months ago, and have high antibodies. Baruch Hashem, Chesed Hashem. When it came to Havdalah, I can't make Baruch Mina B'samim. Shulchan Aruch it says, Rish Tzadik Zayin Hey, Mishen Lechosharei, I can't make Baruch Mina B'samim, so what do I do? So I've been having someone else at the table make the Baruch Mina B'samim. I make Havdalah stop, and he says Baruch Mina B'samim. Had a shayla, should I answer Amen? Should I answer Amen? What I've done is I've been answering Amen, because in my mind I compared it to an Igros Maishur. Maishur writes in the tshuva that when a woman lights candles on Yom Tov and says Shechianu, that's the custom in most circles, that women light the Neiris Yom Tov and say Shechianu. And then the woman is yaitza with her husband's kiddush later that evening. What does she do? The husband makes kiddush and then says Shechianu. Does she answer Amen? That Amen for her should be a hefsik. Says Rav Moshe, it doesn't matter. Since the Shechianu is part of the kiddush, so you can answer Amen. It's part of the kiddush. So I felt the same thing with Baruch Mineh B'Samim. I can answer Amen. It's part of Havdalah. And this is what I was doing. Rav Daniel Kleiman was by Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. And Rav Shmuel disagreed. He sent me the following message. He said, no, it's not like the Igros Maish. In Rav Moshe's case, the Shechianu was part of the Kiddush of the person making Kiddush. The person making Kiddush is saying Shechianu, so the woman can answer. It's part of the Kiddush with which she's Yaitza. Not similar to my case. My case, I'm the one making Havdalah. The Baruch Mineh B'Samim is somebody else in the room making a Baruch Mineh B'Samim. That Amen has no connection to me, and I shouldn't be answering. And therefore, I'm going to switch what I'm doing. I think it's Ois Tess, who discusses the Shaila. Fascinating back and forth. A lot to talk about, but the time is up, so we'll talk more about it some other time. Or you get a recording of when I spoke about it last time. But either way, it makes for a good Shabbos table discussion. I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, a Shabbos of Aliyah, a Shabbos of sitting and learning, a Nishka wasted Shabbos. Please make use of the gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Shabbos Kodesh. Kol Tov.